House Speaker Brian Bosma and Senate GOP leader David Long say there's no way they could have anticipated the outrage over the passage of a law they note exists in 30 other states. But in response to what they describe as mischaracterizations of the law by both supporters and opponents, Long says the General Assembly will seek to allay people's fears.
We don't believe that anyone should be discriminated against. We wouldn't have supported this law if we thought that was the effect of it. To the extent that we need to clarify that by adding something to the law to make that clear that's not the intent of the law, we're more than willing to do it, and we plan to do that.
But Democratic leaders Tim Lannon and Scott Peloth say full repeal of the law must be the first step, with the second being legislation to specifically protect LGBT Hoosiers through the state's anti-discrimination law.
Many, many other states have already adopted into their state civil rights act, so we can look to them for guidance on this thing. There's certainly a way to solve this.
Local ordinances in 12 Indiana cities protect gays and lesbians from discrimination, but some fear those could be at risk under the new law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.